जगदीश महाराज who's been speak something. We all want to hear him.
Maharaj waited enough of me.
Anything you could glorify Swamiji and Sipa.
Very big brother.
Anything, very near.
I can say that, personally speaking, I'm happy that you have come here to visit us. I know that you were very dear to Prabhupada. I saw you many times with Prabhupada, and I saw his affection for you. And, therefore, I would like to welcome you again publicly to a Charanagati community of Vaishnavas. We are doing something here. I explained a little bit to you before, but we feel that a very important part of Prabhupada's preaching was to establish the proper type of civilization for fostering the birth of bhakti in the hearts of the conditioned soul. Prabhupada saw that the civilization based on the machine was destroying the human being. And he, being compassionate Vaishnava he was, like Prahlad Maharaj, he just wanted to see all the suffering conditioned souls saved from their ignorance. And he wanted to give them the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And so he published his books and asked his disciples to distribute them in every nook and corner of the world. And then he also asked us to take the teaching from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and put them into life. He said often, it's the life that's important. So, the Charanagati village is an effort to put the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, as they're presented by Srila Prabhupada, into life. And, of course, life comes from the association of saintly persons. So, we are fortunate to have you with us. You can help us to regain our life energy through the hearing and chanting of Vishnu Katha. So please give us some life.
अभ्यानतिमिरान्धस्य ध्यानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायक कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरभक्ति सिंह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुवास आदि शिव भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, went to Jagannath Puri by the order of his mother, and again from there he went to South India. Again he returned, and again he went to North India, Vrindavan, and so many places. Went to Jagannath Puri and met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was the intellectual Jain, especially in Mayavad. At that time he was one of the most famous Mayavadi in the whole world. So many sannyasis, his own order person, used to meet him and take shelter, though he was a family man, but he was poor now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very young boy and he has taken anyhow renounce order. So I said, help him. And he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want that you should be bona fide renounce order sannyasi. You are a very little boy, young boy. You may be derailed. So, you should hear some Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are my father's friend and forefathers also were friends, Visharada and Upendra Mishra and all. So I am like a son, like a nephew to you. So I have given myself in your lotus feet. So you can do, you can train, not train anyhow. I have given myself to you. He began to teach Vedanta. Atha to Brahma Jitya. Janma Darsya Vyata. And he was explaining it in wrong way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard 7 days. He didn't have spoke anything in favor or against. He was silently hearing all this. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told, are you understanding anything or not? I'm not anything understanding by your face. I can read anyone's face, but I am not reading your face. Whether you are understanding all the explanation that I am giving. But I think not. If you are not understanding, you can ask me. I will answer. And if you are understanding something, then you should do like this. Very good. Yes. Go on. Go on. But you are not telling anything. So I am not understanding where you are understanding or not. He told very simply, what we utter, the Vedanta Sutras, actually done by Vyas. I am understanding as sun is there and his light is coming. But when you explain, I think that you are making clouds to cover the sun. He was astonished. I am not telling right. He told that, I think like so that you are covering the real meaning of Vedanta. Why? He told that everything is clear from the sutra that Parabrahma has said there are so many powers, so attributes, and he is all powerful, his ocean of rush, he can do anything he likes. A person cannot do like this, but he can do everything. In a moment, so many worlds, creation. And in a moment, he can destroy all. And he do anything. But you are telling that he has no shape, no color, no attribute, no shakti. He is nirvishesh, arupanya having no shape. He has no any qualification. Even he is not so merciful to anyone. He has no mercy at all. He is like a zero. Yes, I am explaining. And it is true, because it is not untrue, because from it appears from the sutras Krishna has said. He is Krishna. He has so many attributes. All worlds have been created and are nourishing by him, and at last they will interlink. So if he is doing all these things, he must have any shape, he must have some desire, he must have some attributes, powers, energy. So why you are turning like so? He gave so many Ved, Upanishad, shloks. Jato mani bhutani jayante jena jatani jan jivanti abhisam vishanti tad vijyasa brahma. Satyo samma idam agrasi. So many shloks. And all arguments he did, he become worthless. They could not speak anything. And he flat on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, this young boy, who is he? At first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him the face of the shape of Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu at a time. Six-handed. In two hands, bow and arrow. In two hands, float like Krishna. The shape was Krishna, but two hands of Ram, two hands of Krishna, and two hands of Mahaprabhu, like Danda and Kamandalu. At once, if I fly. And he told that, now, this is bliss. Are I doing wrong? I am saying that he has said, God has said, G-O-D, G, generator, O, operator, and D, destructor. Everything is. I am really saying, he has said, attributes, so he is so merciful, and every quality he possesses, but not worldly. And he fell and surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Prabhu told that, don't tell these things to anyone. I have to do so many things. And he, so that Sarvam Bhattacharya took us. Oh, he himself, the personality of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Personality of Godhead, he is. And he took. He also went in Kashi and he turned all the Kashi's Vasi, the living persons of Kashi, 60,000 of sannyasi renowned order persons, and they took all shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all with his all disciples, and whole Kashi became Vaishnava. But where there were no so learned persons, only persons like animals in human shape went to South India and all other parts, Jharkhand, you know, coming from Vrindavan to coming from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. There were not philosophers, not learning persons, not knowing ABCD or ka kha ga gha, anything. Drinking, making merry, only this. This philosophy. They don't know any philosophy. Very simple persons engaged in worldly requirements and sense gratification. He thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, philosophy of Vedanta will not act anything. No activities of all this. They don't know to read. So what to do? They told, began to talk. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Very simple way, very simple. Whether he has so many egos, so many requirements, he is engaged always in sense gratification. He may be foolish, he may be learned, he may be woman, he may be young boy, or old person, anyone, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Isai, anything, even animals and trees and creepers, and him. But by hearing this, by chanting this, surely they will be very good devotees one day, and they will know Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, everything in good association, Vaishnava association. Those will chant, those will. Only chant, nothing, knowing nothing. After some time they will be poor, and Krishna will arrange himself the association of Shuddha Vaishnava, devotee. Very soon, so he preached, acted. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the Saptam Goswami, seventh Goswami, after Goswami, sixth Goswami, Rupshanath, and his son and disciple, both, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, used the same method, and he used to preach like this, everywhere, in every village, they met. Oh, kya gram? Jharu, naam hatta, everywhere. No philosophy, because they will not understand any philosophy. But they should be helped. So he began chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Village to village, so everywhere. He sent his one hand to West country, and that hand was Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, so powerful person. I have come only to see how splendid, how marvelous he is, and how magically he has turned whole Western country. I am seeing here the place of tigers, there,
No human person. Anyone cannot see any human set here. Here all like this. All the trees, creepers here. Lakes, mountains, snow, stone, flower, falls, everything. And I'm here saying that, oh, it has become like Golok Vrindavan. He has made it. One finger of Swamiji, he is like. And he has done miracles. I'm seeing so many devotees. I'm glad to come here and to see the magic of Swamiji. I have come here to Vallishi. I have not come, but I was dragged by Swamiji because he has ordered me when he was coming first to India. That he used to join me. I'll be so happy if you'll come and help me. Though I could not come by body, but by mind I was serving him. From India, I used to supply his orders, like sending mridangas, sending kartals, sending deities Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So many. I send his books, everything. I helped as much as I could have done. I helped so much. In the last time also, he called me. Sabastamani, his prominent disciples, at that time DBC was established, all were there. But especially he called for me. I went. He had so much faith on me. I had served him without any gain. That gain was that he used to take me to Krishna. That gain was there. So he knew me, perhaps. My heart was pure, so he told me that. He just gave me a samadhi with your own hand. I know that you will do with Vedic culture, slopes and months, everything. You know you are qualified all the Vedic months and doing all these things. And you should also manage my Biram hospital. Perhaps Jagadish Maharaj was there. And we all took him his transcendental body all over Vrindavan. To Radha Damodar temple, Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Raman, Gokulananda, also to Bankhe Bihari, and also to Radha Vallabh, everywhere. With very good kirtan. And we returned and we made a hole in earth for this was the rule and regulation. We in Jamuna water they gave bath to and written so many mantra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna and it depends. After that very good. Biram Mahotsav was done. Separation Mahotsav. And all the prominent Vaishnava Vrindavan were called. And they were honored. And they glorified Swamiji. All. He told also that you should help to my boy to whom I have accepted as my sons and disciples. I know that you are qualified. I know, I told him that I'm your sikshar, besides sikshar. I always know that you are my sikharu. Not less than sikharu. So, I must carry your order on my head. Then he becomes so happy. So, he has told that you should come. So, after 18 hours, years, I'm coming. Only to see and pay my respect to the lotus dust where he has put. He came in Newark, in gardener. Very, he first took his karpal, sitting alone, sitting. He wrote me all these things with karpal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Pasha. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Persons and the devotees began to come surrounding him. And in very few years, he spread his mission all over. One, so many temples, so many big, so, grand, authentic books, like Srimad Bhagavatam, translation, purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita is purport and meaning, word by word, as you see, Gita was translated, so, and so many books he wrote. Only, he had to do something more, but his master called, as once, come on and serve me, I cannot live without you. So, he told, he wished that my, some things which I could not complete here, my all devotees should complete this. So, if he was here, he could have translated Srimad Bhagavatam in full, translating and giving Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Pujwali Mani, and all the books of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and all our disciples, acharyas, from top to bottom, especially our Goswami, up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. But in short time he has could not do all these things, but he has given so much treasure and anusti amrit nectar. He has kept in his work box iron chest, iron chest. That is in books. But any general person cannot know deeply and the real meaning. So he is with very bona fide Vaishnava. So we should go, ja bhagavat padho Vaishnava sthane. Go to any bona fide Vaishnava who is a rasi, who is tattvajna, he knows all the Vaishnava philosophy, bhakti philosophy, especially prem philosophy. You should go and read this book. I am going to keep all these things, but in lock and key. When you will be mature, then any bona fide Vaishnava will keep the key in your hand, then you can unlock. And you will see that everything is here. Especially, anya bhilasita sunyam, jnana karma jnana pritam, anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. What we are doing in the beginning? First karma. Only for us. The fruit we will taste. This is called karma yoga. But karma yoga is superior than this. Doing anything, but we offer it to the fruits and that karma. Offer to Krishna. Then it becomes karma yoga. Yoga means plus. Karma adding to bhakti. Then bhakti and karma yoga. That is mixture of bhakti and karma. What is this? Jat karosi, jadas nasi, yajyo hosi, tadakita. What you are doing, the fruits will be given to me. That is karma yoga.